Hey guys, this is Robert from the Undercover Nerds podcast. I have a quick announcement. Tammy has her own podcast now. It's called BL Baby, and it's something she's been wanting to do for a while, and it's finally out. So after you've listened to our usual nonsense, please feel free to check that out. It'd be a great help if you could share that with your friends. Again, that's BL Baby. So without any further ado, please enjoy this week's episode. Hi, welcome back to the Undercover Nerds podcast. I forgot to hit record the first time.
Hi, I'm Belle, and I'm afraid because I'm still sitting next to Angel.
And I'm Angel, and I make people afraid when they sit next to me.
I'm Robert. I fucked up this time, and not Tammy.
I'm Tammy.
And I just had shade thrown at me.
She's Tammy and she has
everyone was staring at me while we were watching Kiss Him, not me, because I am the only BL fan.
She hearts BL.
I'm Kendrick and I was staring at Tammy really hard because she ships this entire show with like itself.
If you look closely, like there's BL actually a hole wall. In the back of her head.
To be fair, I like BL with a good plot, actually, unless I just want to look at porn. Then
you're not helping your case.
Yeah, you're not helping
It's like 60% of the time I want a plot, and then 40% of the time I just want porn.
Tammy just has to, you know, skip forward in past all the story and the setup and get to the good old...
No, I don't even have to do that.
What did you call them before? Bro jobs?
Yeah. Bro.
So Tammy, what's the marker for BL that has tentacles in it?
What?
The market for BL with tentacles.
There's actually not a really big market for it, unfortunately.
You sound like you've researched
it. It's untapped.
It's not untapped.
Oh.
But it's not very
Tammy.
Big.
Damn. Okay.
All right, so...
I think I sent you some the other day with Kirishima.
Oh, yeah.
So me, Tammy, and Belle have all seen this show. Kendrick, you've seen a little bit of it, but Angel... You just watched the first episode.
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts?
Well, for one, the illustration is like top notch.
That is Junko is the artist.
Yeah, and
she
like
awesome.
They made that girl, the main character, pretty, like super pretty. Like you almost have a crush on her as the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, they got a good eye for that. Colors and stuff and I like the same guy y'all like. That dude, yeah, he's the right one.
We all like Musumi.
Musumi's the only right answer.
Yeah.
Because if you don't choose him, you're wrong.
Pretty much.
But I bet you, they're gonna, like, later on, the other guys are gonna start getting, like, character traits, and you're like, alright, he's kinda okay.
Except yeah.
They're all kind of okay, but you're still like, not Musumi.
Yeah,
no.
Belle likes the lesbian girl, but, you know, but Belle's also wrong, so.
You know...
Well, actually, she would have been a close third. Because the... sorry.
I heard Belle's heart drop.
The only reason I put Igarashi above, that's not her name. Whatever her name is. The chick. I'm gonna look for her name.
He's the only other one who, like...
Igarashi goes through a good character development.
Yeah.
So...
He also, like... is, I guess, like you said, the third one, aside from Musumi and whatever the girl's name is, that, like, starts liking her for her personality and not her looks, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, well, are you planning to, like, watch the rest of the series, or do you care if we...
No way, man. No way.
All right, so there's a point in the series where, like, she... Spoilers, obviously. There's a point in the series where, like, she gets fat again. And, you know, obviously Musumi and the lesbian chick don't care. She actually wants to keep her fat because she thinks she's adorable.
Yeah, that, but, I was about to say, I might watch that.
Yeah, what was his name?
Again.
Which one?
The one that, the third place. It's bronze medal. I forget his name. I forget everyone in that show that isn't Musumi. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, Suzumiya. No, just kidding.
The other guy that is okay.
Hold on, fuck. I'm looking
Joey
at the
Wheel.
Characters.
I don't...
Shinomiya.
Shinomiya. He, like... And that episode, like, he goes to the character after, like, oh, man, why do I like this girl? Because she's big now, but I still, like, have these feelings. So, like, he comes to like her for her.
The chick's name is Nishina, or you can just call her Shima, because that's her... That's
I'm gonna call her Nini.
So,
two quick things. One, if you're a person who likes shows with DSLs, this is the show for you. They all got good lips. Second, if you have seen this and you hear us talking about Joey Wheeler, we're talking about Nana. But me and Kendra are going to keep saying Joey Wheeler.
Nana. No, wait. I think the five guy was actually a good candidate, too.
The blonde one?
No.
No, then that was probably Nana.
Okay, then.
Here. Here's a character list.
No, wait. Who's five and who's seven? Okay, Nana is...
Nana.
Blonde. I'm talking about five.
Yeah. Nana is...
One with the brown hair?
Yeah. Or yeah. His friend. No.
Wasn't the one that took her into the photo booth?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who, like, grows to, like...
He's actually not bad now. Like, he wasn't really kind of mean to her from what I saw. And then he went to go check if she was okay.
He's not mean, but he is still very shallow. Like, he's not addicted to people, but he is still only interested in her because of how she looks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At this point in time, anyway.
Yeah. But he does start out as a little shallow.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. I mean, even when she was fat, he, like, gave her some consideration.
Yeah, like I said, he's not a dick, but he wasn't interested in her romantically until she became attractive.
Yeah. Which, that is, I know it's supposed to be comedy, and Japan has a really big thing about, like, because the majority of their population is skinny because they all eat really healthy. So, because, like, they live right there next to the ocean, they eat seafood, like, and their diet is, like, rice and shit like that.
And their government doesn't, like, poison the water and all that.
It's still radioactive from those
earthquakes. Damn, I thought you were going in a different direction.
But, I mean, I could. So, like, being fat in Japan is still, like, a big taboo. Not saying that, like, in America, it's not, but, like, we're definitely more accepting of it here, whereas they are, like, if you're fat, it's just, like, you are the butt of everyone's jokes.
Yeah. As we talk about eating fat,
the big old round butt of everyone's jokes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But, so...
No shame.
But I rather watch... This is actually one of the few animes that I like to watch in English rather than Japanese, because in Japanese, when she's fat, she sounds like she's just... got shit in her cheeks.
Mm.
Like, she talks like this.
That's
when she's fat.
When you're fat, you eat.
What other reasons do you like the English?
The English?
Oh my God.
I wish you could see the face Tammy just gave me. It was a mix of, like, wanting not to laugh and wanting to, like, throw the nearest thing at me.
Also, well... Because it just comes with most dubs. They translate jokes into like American humor, mm-hmm. so that it's funnier to
it's
us.
It's more contextual.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like a direct translation where you don't understand the puns that would make sense.
Yeah.
In Japan.
Yeah, I think
that's why I like a lot of like recent dubs. Because they didn't used to do that. I rewatched Azumanga Daioh the other day, and obviously there's like some stuff that I got now because I hadn't watched it since I was like. In fucking grade school, and I was rewatching it, and there were some jokes that I didn't get because I was young. There's other ones that like that was one of the anime they didn't translate the jokes to English, so I like had to look up some of the things on the wiki. Like for example, and this is something in a lot of jokes in a lot of anime, where like I guess watermelon is just really expensive in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a character named Shio-chan who lives in a mansion. And they go to her house, and, like, they had gotten, like, a cake or something, like a mini cake, and they were like, oh, shit, we should have, like, splurged on the watermelon. And, like, as a kid, I didn't understand that, so there's, like, jokes in that show that I had to look up that, like you said, a lot of dubs now will go through the trouble of translating those jokes so they make sense. Like, Agretsuko does it. That's why people say, like, watching the Japanese and the English is a different experience with that show, because they make the jokes more applicable to American businesses.
Yeah. And, like, it's really funny because, like, in Japan, they buy cakes for every fucking every holiday. Christmas, you get a cake. Valentine's Day, cake. Mm. Fucking cake on your birthday, cake. What's really funny is KFC is a luxury over there, too.
Yeah.
Really?
I also found out that, this is unrelated, but apparently, if you have a New Year's dream, because if you ever dream about New Year's, it's... believe that it'll come true. If you see a hawk, an eggplant, in Mount Fuji, it's a sign of good luck.
Interesting.
That's ridiculously specific.
Yeah.
But they that's why I didn't get the joke.
But it's Japan, look it up. Too. Like, they have spirits for everything. They literally have a spirit that tucks you in at night. That's their sole purpose, is the spirit of, like, tucking you in.
I'm down with it.
That's cool.
That sounds convenient. So comfortable.
And nobody then, else loves me enough to tell me.
There's, like, a spirit that will I think it's literally a spirit that goes around and tugs your toes when you're sleeping.
It's like, Kendrick,
or like they'll move the blanket off you.
Away shit. Yeah.
So there's like there's a spirit for tucking you in, and then a spirit for, that pulls the blanket off you in the middle of the night instead of you actually just kicking it off yourself.
Kicking in his fucking face.
I imagine Kendrick walking to his kitchen and was like, "Hey, bud, I'm gonna tuck you in." He's like, "Nah, dad, the spirit already got me."
It's like, God, no, like the spirit of tucking you in.
It's fucking.
What, don't you know?
What are you talking about? But no, yeah, so we already know, and this is another spoiler, but in the manga, I actually haven't read this far yet, but I did take a few sneak peeks at Barnes & Noble's, and she does end up with Musumi.
She makes the right choice.
She makes the right choice, but...
But it's boring, and she wants to go find a bad boy, right? Oh, never mind.
She makes him cry?
Why?
Yes.
Kill her.
She didn't.
We're done. We're
Yo,
through.
No,
straight,
no,
up,
she,
straight up, that was my reaction when I found out.
She didn't mean to.
It I was, don't care. He, how dare she?
He literally looks at her because she is who she is, and he was like, so do you like Shion more than you like me? Shion is the fictional character that died. And I think that she was having some kind, I don't know, like, she got really re-obsessed with him for some reason. I don't even remember, okay. But, like, apparently there's a guy who's actually also after Musumi that comes in later on, only in the manga. And, like, he's kind of, like, I think that he played into it somehow to put a rift in the relationship. And... She was like, well, what about you? Like, you know, like, you're getting all close to with this motherfucker. And he's, like, crying. And she's just like, oh my god, I'm so fucking sorry. Also, another thing. He got into an accident where he nearly died. And that was what actually finally got her to choose somebody. Because at the end of the series, at the end of the anime, they all look at her and kind of force her to choose, because all of them have been pursuing her and doing shit for her this entire time, and like, and she has sometimes, like, she understandably has these, like, freakouts where she's like, oh my god, like, leave me alone, and then she runs away. But then, like
mind you, before that happens, like, because, like, Musumi goes through this whole thing where, like, he doesn't realize he likes her until someone, like, points out, I was like, yo, do you like her? And, like, he starts thinking about it. I was like, oh, I guess I do. And once he realizes, it's like, oh, I'm going to go tell her I like her. And the other guy's just like, what? No, you can't do that. And it's like, why? Yo, because we haven't done it.
He puts all of those scrubs to shame.
I know. Like, the second he realizes, so, like, he likes her.
There's a whole episode of them, like, trying
he's
to...
just like...
There's a whole episode of them, like, trying to stop Moose, and he was saying he likes her. And I'm like, yo, y'all are some bitches.
I know. Like... He was literally the only one, so for lack of a better term, man up.
Yeah, he just went through and scooped it up.
Pretty much.
Raisin Bran style.
Yeah.
Scoop.
But at the end, so, like, at the end of the anime, if you don't read the manga, at the end of the anime, it's a big cop-out. Because she's like, I didn't choose any of you. I choose Shion. Bye! And then, like, runs off.
I was legitimately upset after watching the end of the
anime. I had to, like, make sure that there was more of the manga just to ease Robert's, like, ire.
I think I was silent for a good 5 minutes. I was pissed.
It was, but that was a day, because, like, Josiah was getting pissed too. He was like, what? He was so upset. Because
he was
upset.
Like, I got invested, and then she doesn't choose anybody?
He was like, nah, I'm fucking done.
I was thinking that just now, though, when, like, as you were working to that, I was like, why can't she just not pick anybody? I'd rather her, because, like, the idea is, like, oh, she has to pick one of the guys. Like, yeah. What is she without being with a guy? Like, yeah.
It's
that.
Upsetting. It's upsetting because, like, they hint heavily that, like, she actually does have feelings for Musumi, and, like, she at least, like, finds them attractive, but there are like more moments where like her and Musume like have a connection, like they'd be compatible, and she realizes it and then proceeds to not choose anyone.
Man, she could, if she was gangster, she could like dom them all, be like,
kiss all y'all of you, my kiss. Bitches.
All of you kiss right now.
But she, but yeah, it literally takes him nearly dying for her to be like, ah, I love you, and you're just like, bitch.
That's what it always takes. What?
Actually, what's really interesting is I have a friend in real life who I dated him, and then my other friend dated him.
Thank you.
And he liked my best friend too. Like, and he got into this really bad car accident, and we went to see him at the hospital. And like, I texted my friend Morgan. I was like, hey, like, he's, you know, Dylan's in the hospital. Like, you know, and she hasn't talked to him forever. Mm. At like when they dated him, she dated him for like, I think like a month or something, not even that, and she broke up with him. But that was like in high school, and then like this was us in college, and it was, and she came, and I think she, like I was really sucked into school. I was like, I really didn't see him as much as I should have. We're not friends anymore, but like they're engaged now, which is insane. And I was like, you know, that shit happens. Yep. Like, it's as unbelievable as that is, like, how she didn't get together with him until he, like, had a near-death experience. Like, that I witnessed that shit in real life, which kind of, it boggles me.
So the moral of this podcast, if the person you're trying to court doesn't like you and ripping your guts out doesn't work, then get into a serious accident.
Exactly.
We'll see you guys next week.
Oh my god.
But, but yeah. Igarashi, I like because he went through a serious character development. It was kind of like...
He grew on me.
Yeah. It was kind of all of a sudden, but...
Okay, so he was cool in this in the first episode
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
He's not nearly as bad as the rest of them. Like, yeah. Nana, or Joey Wheeler, he just stays shallow. For nearly the whole season.
If you think about it,
shallow. Short shit too.
He has no redeeming qualities.
He has
zero redeeming qualities.
He's an asshole. Like,
at least Joey Wheeler, like, you see how he interacts with his sister, and is like, all right, I'm down with like him being like a good older brother. But outside of that, I don't much care for him. The short dude, fucking sucks.
Honestly, Shinomiya's character archetype is very common in BL. The tsundere or yandere or whatever the fuck, tsundere type of
like cold
uke. Okay, I'm gonna throw terms dominant, out here.
Your BL is showing.
Yeah. So seme is top, uke is bottom, but like he's a very typical type of uke, like he's pissy all the fucking time except for like when someone does something nice for him or whatever the fuck.
Damn.
Then he's still kind of reluctantly pissy, like it's, I don't, you know.
You know why the short dude bothers me so much?
Why?
He reminds me of the little kid from Oron that, like, comes in and he's just a dick to all of them.
Yeah,
I think
shit.
That's why he bugs me so much.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but he's a really common character archetype, which works in BL, honestly, because usually they're paired with, like, the really nice, like, seme who is always willing to kind of, like, be there for them and like lets them act the way they do and they love them for it anyways, or they're paired with a character who shuts them down and is like, hey, shut the fuck up, stop acting like a child. And I like those type of characters, honestly.
We're getting deep into a male dynamic.
This is unrelated, but Tammy, if you could quantize the amount of BL that you've read over the years,
all of it.
How
many digits would you say?
How many pages of manga?
How many pages of BL have you absorbed?
That's too much.
How many megabytes?
I'm going to quantify it in a way that will give you a visual representation. You know those Japanese fishing boats that just pull up the nets full of fish? Imagine like 8 of those chock full of fucking fish. That's probably about all the BL that Tandy's made.
For like a month? Or
you said like a week?
Yeah. Like tops.
It's, it's kind of like, you know how
12 days tops.
Top.
To be
like,
fair,
you know how you,
that's
like,
probably the way I read like manga and comics.
Exactly, I was about to say, like, so you say you consume media pretty well. That's how quite I consume
BL.
Seriously,
like, my bag right now is full of like 8 to 10 separate comics.
Yeah.
And there's like a series among that as well. And I've probably read through half of it today. So.
Like, I'll read Bad BL just to, like, be pissed at it.
Nice.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. not to sidetrack, but I started reading a Tomboy. I don't know if I showed you that.
No.
You were there when I picked them up, when we went to the comic store a while back.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I started reading. It's not bad. It's actually pretty interesting. I'll lend them to you whenever I'm done reading them.
So you basically read as much BL as a, like, small fishing village in Japan eats fish?
Yes.
Like, monthly.
That is exactly what I was going for.
That's a lot of BL.
Yeah, and I try to push some onto, like, to Rob, and then Bell doesn't consume
Tammy,
media very well.
We have a group chat where Tammy, like, gives us BL to read, and all of them are in my manga app. They're on my to-read list. I just read manga at a much slower rate than Tammy does.
Just hurry up and read Starfighter.
Dude! Hurry up and read
Starfighter.
Okay, I have read that one.
Yes, it's online. Did you read all of it?
I read the books that you gave me.
Oh, that's only two volumes, girl.
Send me a link.
They're on volume 5.
Send me a link online, because I don't think you sent me that one. But
yeah, they have an entire, like, shit is going down right now. Just a
Tammy's
side note real quick.
I can talk to
fucking
about it.
Cook. I want his dick ripped off. I fucking hate him. I'm
Whoa.
Sorry.
Wait,
anyway.
is this free online?
Yes.
Okay.
I remember Tammy brought those books to class one day.
Oh,
and I'm like, I really don't think you should be reading this in class right
I
now.
I brought it for Kendrick. Because Kendrick likes the artist. Who is Hamlet Machine, please support her.
Outstanding work. Like, the color palettes are awesome. The black placement is just spot on. The narrative, the composition, everything's great.
Everything's great.
Yeah.
She's an amazing artist.
I don't give a damn if it's gay. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
And
you can
see, like, from the first volume to, like, now, how much her art has improved. It's insane. Like, it seems subtle, but when you put, like, you put Abel at that time to Abel now, like, it's so much better. Like,
when
you see
the butt dimples
so
close together.
You don't even know.
She even draws better dicks now. I'm just saying.
Wait, they're drawing whole dick?
Oh, hell yeah.
Not even the etchy I read. Shows all that.
That's
well,
dude.
That's
it's a
etchy.
Free web
that's
comic.
Too spicy.
She can just draw whatever she wants.
Oh yeah, she.
Oh,
I mean, etchy usually like.
Etchy can.
Etchy's more suggestive.
Yeah, they very rarely.
When you go full hentai,
they get like close. I was reading this one called Sunken Rock. It's really good. I think it's
Boichi.
Korean. Yeah.
It is Korean.
Oh yeah, Boichi. And instead of showing dick, he'll just show like
this
the absence of dick.
It's negative space.
Yeah,
that's
how Koreans
licking it and just putting it in, but it's just not there.
Yo,
and it's perfect.
That shit used to bother me. I was like, yo,
it's just spicy enough.
This shit's like a lightsaber right now.
No,
yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
I love it.
That is Korean censorship right there. Yeah,
you can't even watch porn in Korea.
It's crazy because they have so many BL like artists who draw explicit shit. I'm wondering how the fuck they get it out there.
Sometimes they get in trouble for doing that and putting it online. Like, I've seen cops have showed up to like certain artists' place and been like, "Yo, you're coming with us."
We also like
really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
We also have learned from watching a lot of K-pop that some of the ladies there just don't know how to be sexy. Which is the artist who like in her video she tries to twerk. She tries her jamas to twerk,
yeah.
And it's just not happening.
I watched it, actually. I analyzed it. She's
yes,
literally just
cord.
Moving
That's exactly what it is.
Her ankles.
Is
She's
that...
bouncing her foot up and down to make her backside move.
Oh, man.
Who?
Yeah, Hyuna.
Oh, yeah.
They need to just add, cabbage to... Nope, they got kimchi.
We'll have to do a podcast where we talk, like, just about K-pop.
Yeah, we need that. We need that.
Bell, you got so excited.
But
just make sure I leave the room.
Why?
K-pop is trash.
K-pop
is trash.
Not
I'll
trash.
I'll die on this hill. I'll die on this hill. I don't care. I hate it. It's terrible. It's soulless.
I fucking love.
It's soulless.
I feel like you've seen the wrong artists.
You probably
nope.
have.
I've been in Iron Age for 2 hours watching videos and eating barbecue.
All right. Before we crucify you, which artists have you seen?
I don't care to ever remember their names. I think AOA was one of them.
I don't even know who that is.
I think it's pronounced like Awa or something.
Was it a bunch of like girl groups where they all look the same?
There's a bunch of girl groups, bunch of guy groups, like singular girls. It was so annoying. Every single song.
The only group
you listen to the poppy ones then.
I guess so.
We listen to
do
like,
they have like any experimental, any lo-fi? Yeah.
The groups we listen to tend to incorporate more hip hop.
That's even worse to me. That's even worse to me because no, first of all, they're like yeah, rapping like they're rap. No, all the rap in the K-pop.
What
trash.
Groups have you been listening to?
No, I want
to
hear because I like actual Korean rappers. I like Keith Apen and
oh god.
We're gonna like we're gonna sit you down.
What's his name? Jay All Day.
I have an
Occasion.
I have an artist.
Occasion's pretty good, actually. I'll
show you
that.
Some
Tiger.
Fucking hate you.
Dumbfounded.
We gonna show you some G-Dragon. We're gonna show you some Bobby. We're gonna show you some BTS. BTS. We're gonna show you some.
Don't you dare show me BTS. I know BTS. And if y'all talk about BTS, I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. I'm gonna go listen to Japanese.
Have you heard their freestyle stuff?
All Day. I don't care. Japanese rappers better.
You like MC Sniper?
Japanese bands.
After this,
we're getting too far into this.
We're gonna show you Bobby.
We're gonna show you Bobby after the podcast is over.
K-pop trash. K-pop trash. Hashtag K-pop trash.
Angel, get the fuck out.
Anyway,
J-pop all day.
Back to Kiss Him, not
oh
me.
Oh my god,
baby, metal.
You slut.
Anyways,
we have gone further off the rails than we have ever gone before.
Fuck. shit.
Listen, Japanese math rock.
Get
some culture.
What were we talking about
before we got on?
Kiss Him, not me. That is what the episode's about.
We were talking about big knee lover.
We're not talking about that.
Okay, all right,
ever.
Fine.
Look up being big me
just
lover.
Do it on your free time. Don't tell him I sent you. That's all.
Don't tell him I sent you.
Kiss Him.
Him Not Me is actually the what?
He just looked up big me lover.
So Tammy, because you're familiar with this artist, this is I think I remember you saying
it's
this is like
it's not alright. It's not okay.
I know.
This is Kiss Him Not Me is one of her few non BL mangas, right?
What she done?
I think this is
your fault.
I think this is the only one that's not BL.
Okay.
Actually, she might have two.
Send it to Hannah.
I'm not really sure.
Was
but I'm pretty sure she has one or two non-BL. This is the only one that's not BL, and it still includes BL. So, but her other stories are actually good. And you know what's funny is her style is so cutesy, but she has really explicit scenes in some of her other ones. Like, you see the full dick. And when I say that those are DSLs, those are DSLs. Like, seriously.
Oh, my lord.
Mm-hmm.
I know we normally say that this show isn't for kids, but I'm going to go ahead and put it in the description for this one just to be safe.
Just in case you don't know what DSL means, dick sucking lips.
There was... All right. I had a friend in high school. We were having a conversation with our track coach, one of our track coaches. And I don't remember how we got to this topic, but she was like, yeah, something about this teacher. And my friend Lane is like, yo, she's got some DSLs. And I'm like, Lane. And he's like, what? It's like your girlfriend standing right there. He's like, ah, she knows.
Yeah. Everybody knows DSL. Good pair of DSLs when I see one.
Stardust got them DSL, even though she's a lesbian. She's not even fucking paying attention.
Those are CSLs.
Bell.
Sorry. I did introduce Kendrick to a cool new little dating sim app that I probably should have talked about.
Dating sim app?
Yeah.
I forgot to talk about Mystic Messenger.
Yeah, and I forgot to talk about the Arcana.
I was talking about, not Mystic Messenger. I'm talking about the Arcana.
Yeah, I forgot to bring up the Arcana. Like, I intended on it, but then I forgot because I don't know why. But it's, get the app. It's amazing. The art is fantastic. The story is really cool. It's got a lot of fun little games in it. Just,
I'm like, I'm still on this part where my character is talking to that one chick. oh god, the rich bitch. I don't remember her name.
Don't you dare disrespect Claudia.
She is really pretty, and she's so suave, but like, she doesn't interest me.
Fuck you. All right,
to wrap up.
Anyway, sorry.
When did Kiss Him Not Me come out?
Hell if I know, bitch.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Julian's very good. Nadia is not.
I don't know. I don't know how well received it was. So it feels unlikely that they'll do another season.
Well, the manga's still going.
Yeah, but it.
And actually, they just produced the manga, and they've been producing the manga in English.
Yeah, but shows that are popular in America don't always get second season. Like, for example, Ouran was not popular in Japan. That's why they never did another season. Even though it caught on like wildfires here.
There's Portia, and you'll meet her later.
I like Portia more than I like her.
I love Portia, but Nadia's.
I think Portia's cute.
I want like Portia, like, or not Portia, but Nadia to like just like take me, please.
you seem like you wanted to say something else because your hands were near your face.
I guess I haven't gone
take me
through
shove
enough.
Me.
All right,
but yeah, I guess we better wrap this up. Watch Kiss Him Not Me, it's fun. And check if you're a BL fan. Then check out Junko's other stuff. It's JUNKO.
Look out for Tammy's BL podcast whenever she gets around to doing that.
Yeah, Tammy.
Yeah, and if
you're on the record now, you got to do it now.
If you're not into BL, you should check out this one called Angels of Death. This girl's just like trapped in this building with murderers.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
And check out the Arcana. Another thing I thought to mention, like, they're actually really cool with, like, pronouns and shit like that. Like, they automatically assume, like, before you know a character's gender, they automatically go with they and shit like that. And, like, your character, you can choose your gender as she or he or they or whatever you want. Like, it's super cool that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're into birthdays, then be sure to have a happy one.
Yay!
Also, check out Hamlet Machine. She does amazing art. She deserves all of your support.
And while you're looking at all of this incredible artwork, be sure to check out Big Knee Lover.